Florida could stand for a few more doctors these days. Mary Shedden with Health News Florida reports that the leaders of Florida's teaching hospitals plan to appear before lawmakers this morning in Tallahassee to let them know the state's doctor shortage is getting worse.
The report conducted for Florida's safety net and teaching hospitals says the state could fall 7,000 doctors short in the next 10 years. Tim Dahl is managing director of IHS Global and author of the study.
Over the foreseeable future, the ability of Florida to provide at least a national average level of care is about 7 to 10% below the national average.
Shortages will be more acute in less populated regions, particularly the Panhandle in Southwest Florida. That's because most of the teaching hospitals are in metropolitan areas, such as Miami, Tampa, and Orlando. Specialties such as psychiatry, general surgery, and radiology are major concerns. Tim Goldfarb is an executive vice president at UF Health Shands in Gainesville. He says medical schools and policymakers have to address the problem.
Otherwise, we know that by 2025, we will be short at least 7,000 physicians in our state, many in critical areas, including cancer care and in radiology and rheumatology, as well as family medicine.
Last year, the state added $80 million to the amount it invests in medical residencies, and Governor Rick Scott is asked to add another $7.5 million to this year's budget. Goldfarb says the report encourages legislators to continue this support of graduate medical education.
But if they choose to prioritize this, they can count on the teaching hospitals of Florida to stand with them.
The findings, Dahl says, are not formal recommendations.
The question is, how can we best optimize things so that we have the right number, the right specialty mix of physicians, and that we can attract them and retain them in the state of Florida?
I'm Mary Shedden in St. Petersburg.